Hello, and thank you for using the Descriptive Audio Description Service at this production of Six at the Brooks Atkinson Theater. Six is produced by Kenny Wax, Wendy and Andy Barnes, George Stiles, and Kevin McCollum in association with Chicago Shakespeare Theater. It was written by Toby Marlowe and Lucy Moss and directed by Lucy Moss and Jamie Armitage. The Brooks Atkinson is located on 47th Street between 7th and 8th Avenues. Built in 1926 and originally named the Mansfield Theater, the Brooks Atkinson Theater was renamed in 1960 to honor the famed New York Times drama critic Brooks Atkinson. Redecorated in 2000, the theater is once again illuminated by the original chandelier that had been removed more than 40 years ago. The theater has 1,069 seats and is one of the Nederlanders organization's 9 Broadway theaters. A narrow lobby hung with 2 crystal chandeliers is accessed from the street. The box office is on the left. 3 sets of double doors lead into the theater from the lobby. 2 wide staircases, one on each side of the orchestra, lead to the balcony on one side. On the other is the bar, restrooms, and a small merchandise booth. The carpeting and seats throughout the theater are a rich, dark red. The walls are painted gray, with panels wallpapered in tan and cream. The ceiling is detailed with gold leaf and hung with crystal chandeliers. An accessible bathroom is located on the left side of the orchestra level. Synopsis. Divorced, beheaded, died. Divorced, beheaded, survived. Six is a modern retelling of the lives of Henry VIII's 6 wives. From Tudor queens to pop princesses, these 6 women take the mic to reclaim their identities out of the shadow of their infamous spouse, remixing 500 years of historical heartbreak into an exuberant celebration of 21st century girl power. The show features an all-female ensemble with an ethnically diverse cast of 6 actors, each playing one of the wives. The wives are backed up by a live female 4-piece band called the Ladies in Waiting, clad in matching black and silver, who play bass, guitar, drums, and keyboards. The wives and musicians are on stage throughout the performance. Character descriptions. The 6 wives are all in their 20s and dressed like rock stars in matching girl band attire. Their stage costumes are a sexy 21st century take on Tudor fashions featuring sequined bodices with jutting shoulder pads, some adorned with spikes and studs. They wear short, shiny skirts or shorts or skin-tight trousers and fishnet stockings, stompy black platform boots decorated with silver studs or chains. They sing into handheld microphones and move in tightly choreographed routines with lots of attitude. The wives, who also refer to themselves as queens, present their story in chronological order, starting with Catherine of Aragon. Aragon is a spirited woman full of confidence. Her outfit is a cutaway version of a Tudor gown, a stiff black and gold skirt skimming her thighs, and a gold and black studded bodice with puffed shoulders and tight sleeves. Around her neck are several thick gold chains. A tall row of spikes placed in her hair represents her crown. Aragon's body language is strong. She is proud of her position as number one and often strikes a pose with one finger punching the air above her head. Next up is Queen number 2, Anne Boleyn. Boleyn is a cheeky upstart with a mischievous grin and a mobile phone addiction. She wears a black 2-piece outfit covered in shiny green square-shaped panels. The short-sleeved crop top is connected by a strip of black fishnet fabric to a full miniskirt that flares away from her fishnet-clad legs. 2 wide green and black bracelet cuffs cover her wrists. Her long hair falls down her back and in front is styled into 2 small buns on either side of her head and held in place with silver spikes. Queen number 3 is Jane Seymour. Her long hair falls down her back and a narrow silver-spiked crown holds back her hair like a headband. She is demure in comparison to her fellow wives. She is also dressed slightly more modestly than the others in a knee-length black sequined dress with a striped white padded bodice and black mesh sleeves. A gold chain connected to the dress at the shoulders lies across her chest. Queen number 4 is Anna of Cleves, who projects sexiness and strength. She wears a black and red ensemble consisting of a cropped studded jacket with short puffed sleeves over a pair of matching thigh-high shorts. Long black mesh sleeves cover her forearms. Her crown is a row of spikes placed in her hair in a half circle along the back of her head. Her signature dance move is to grind down into a squat with her knees facing outward. Queen number 5 is Catherine Howard. She wears a short, shiny outfit in black and pink. The corset-like top fits tightly over a long-sleeved, tight black mesh shirt that exposes a small slice of her midriff. Below this is a flared miniskirt open at the front, made of black, studded, and clear pink plastic panels. A narrow black leather choker with a large letter K circles her neck. Howard's long hair is pulled up in a high ponytail and secured with a wide leather band with silver spikes. Her long ponytail is bright pink. The final queen is Catherine Parr. She wears a tight black and blue paneled trouser suit with a fitted bodice and short puffed sleeves. A section of the top is cut out, exposing her midriff. The pants look like snakeskin and are lined with gold and silver metallic studs. Her crown of silver spikes runs along the right side of her head. Parr moves with grace and self-assurance and is perhaps the most thoughtful of all the queens. Set description. The set is a small semicircular stage with two tiered platforms along the back, with a set of stairs up the middle. The four-piece band are arranged on the platforms, the keyboardist and guitarist on the right, and the drummer and the bass player on the left. The performers often use the stairs to join the band, hang out between numbers, or strike a pose on the top platform. The floor of the stage is shiny and black with a gold circle in the center. Running along the rear of the stage, the backdrop is divided into 9 rectangular panels by strips of neon lights. These panels have flashing disco lights embedded into them, as well as neon strips, and are lit to resemble church windows or picture frames. The arch framing the stage also has flashing disco lights, and the stairs and platforms on stage have strips of neon lighting that change color throughout the performance. Right now, all of this is obscured behind a purple curtain edged in gold that hangs over the stage. Fog wafts along the top of the stage toward the balcony. Please be aware that during the performance there is strobe lighting and haze. 6 is 75 minutes long with no intermission. And that's it for now. This pre-show program will repeat until the start of the play. If you have any questions or any difficulty with this device, please return at once to the representative in the lobby. Thank you, and enjoy 6.